Greetings, lovely listeners. Popping on to share with you an awesome exercise about receiving from our loved ones in spirit and color. I just logged off with my amazing students this AM. Sometimes I run a Sunday morning circle at 10 AM Central for them. We had a glorious, beautiful, relaxing time. And Spirit said, let's open up Sunday morning circle with a meditation. And I said, awesome. What are we doing? They said, color. I said, awesome. Let's work with color. So when I went to open up the meditation with my students in class today, I never know where I'm going with my meditations, by the way, listeners. It's always in the moment. It's improv, very much like mediumship. We never know what we're going to say until we start speaking. This meditation was particularly beautiful and helpful and very, I think, creative and original. So I wanted to share it with y'all so you could maybe try it with your own circles, your own students, or just privately with yourself. So the meditation involved, first of all, when I opened up my students to the meditation, I saw this really pretty, almost like pastel colored fairy wings, butterfly wings. And they were kind of on my back. And Spirit said, that's where you're starting with them to help with color. And I knew that I was going to welcome in their loved ones or a loved one to give them colors to help them in their life right now, to uplift them, to bring them a message. But I wasn't sure how it was going to work with the spirit person giving their loved one in the meditation color. The spirit said, you're going to do it through butterfly wings. So it was really cool. So I opened up the meditation, had them relax, guided them through that opening spiel, and then I had them form butterfly wings on their back that their loved one had given them. And their loved one pretty much painted this canvas of butterfly colors on their butterfly wings for them. So my students, the mediums, were sitting there in meditation, feeling these beautiful butterfly wings on their back and knowing which loved one was there, maybe one, maybe a few. And they were kind of like painting this canvas on these butterfly wings. And then they were to see the wings. They were to bring one of those beautiful colors through to the heart and solar plexus and have their loved one in spirit give them a feeling and then a knowing with the message of that color. And I went through three of those colors with my students in their butterfly wings and their loved one giving it to them to give them that feeling and knowing. And then, of course, we let the loved one kind of grab those energetic wings and step back and then, you know, have the mediums. They were guided back into the physical body. And it was really beautiful. I think a lot of times we see these meditations and experiences metaphysically with color. And it's just about, okay, you're being shown a color or what is the color you see in the aura of your partner? What color are you receiving? This was really a great medium, actually middle. I don't mean the medium who talks with spirit. I mean like a middle ground. The visual of the butterfly wings connected to the body and the heart and the solar plexus to allow the colors to come through, I think, more clearly for the medium to receive or the sitter to receive the message. It, you know, it was a visual that the colors for the message were painted on, you know, the wings. And for my newer mediums, it was, you know, they were very thankful to have that. And even some of the seasoned mediums, they were thankful to have those butterfly wings to, you know, give them that trusting visual, right? So it was really neat, straight from spirit. Now, the next part of the exercise then, which I didn't know we were going to do this. I was in the moment. I brought my mediums out of the meditation. I asked them what they thought of the butterfly wings and their loved ones feeling them, speaking to them. They liked it. But then Spirit said, partner them up and have their partner bring the same colors through that their loved one brought. And I thought, oh, how cool. So I, you know, after the meditation, I put my mediums into breakout rooms, two together, only two in a room. And they were supposed to give a color reading to their partner. And the colors that they were supposed to pull on their partner were supposed to line up with the ones that they received from their loved one in spirit, who had given them the colors for their butterfly wings. And it was really cool to see the accuracy or the fluidity of the message between the fluidity of understanding and resonation that connected the spirit person's butterfly wings colors to the partner colors pulled on the psychic read. It was really cool because it was confirmation and validation that the spirit person who created the butterfly wings for their loved one would then go help the partner that would then turn to read their loved one who they'd given the wings to. You know, just validation that we're all talking all the time in this unseen world, even though our conscious minds may not be aware of it. You know, my loved one would then talk to my partner, who would then read me with color, just to ensure that the messages I needed to get with the colors I was given with my partner and then on my butterfly wings aligned and they were fluid. And it really worked out well, and just a very different way to go about reading with colors. My spirit artists in the room loved it. How cool would it be to sit with a sensitive who, when you pay them, whether you're at a fair paying for a 15-minute reading, or, you know, you do a Zoom call or an in-person session, and you know that you can get that piece of art as part of your paid service. You get that piece of art from the medium. But how neat would it be to be given butterfly wings as your art drawing from the medium, ones that your loved ones in spirit had created for you? And how cool is that? Not to diss the auric field at all, people. But let's try something new, right? This is my Aquarian revolutionary coming out here, side coming out. But that's pretty neat, huh? There was, when I hosted a fair, I hosted metaphysical fairs in the Richmond, Rosenberg, Sugar Land, just outside of Houston. A lot of my vendors came from Houston, actually. I hosted a metaphysical fair for about 3 years, worked with the community. I loved it, met the coolest vendors. Oh my gosh. And there was one who did these tiles. Y'all, it was the coolest thing. She did color tiles for people. She would have people pick from these little food coloring, but it wasn't food coloring, it was paint, little droppers, like an array of colors. She would have people pick like three, and then she would have them put one dot of each of the three colors on this tile, and then she would use some sort of chemical, or I can't remember what the clear stuff was, but she would move the tile. How she would then pick up the tile with the three dots on it of the paint colors that the client had dropped onto the tile, and she would rotate the tile and she would form for them a color tile, and she would read the tile then for them with how their dots, I think she had them rotate the tile. It was the coolest thing. And there was a reading in the tile that they could create, and they got to keep the tile. They could use it as a coaster, but it was a color reading. See, stuff like this, I'm going to tell y'all right now, like butterfly wings, you can have the client draw their own butterfly wings big on like an 8x10 or a 5x7 canvas. Then they hand it to you, and then you talk with spirit, and then the medium fills in the colors for them, or the medium can draw the wings, the whole shebang, and the colors, but then the client gets to take it home. I'm telling you right now, guess which vendor at my fair would always make the most and have the most paying clients, make the most money, have the most paying clients that would stay at her booth. It was my aura readers with their systems, and it was my tile lady. Like she ran the show. I mean, everyone wanted a tile, little ceramic tile. It was the coolest thing. So anytime that we can become creative with our offerings to the public, it's the coolest thing in the world and they love it. And that's kind of what this meditation was about today, butterfly wings. And there's symbology in that too. You know, my students received, which I didn't share this with them, it's coming to me now. But, you know, butterfly wings are freedom, lightness, flying, learning to fly, coming into your own, your beautiful mediumistic self, and sharing that with the community. It's about support from the spirit world. You're supported in this. You know, as the loved ones kind of place those butterfly wings on the students today, their loved ones place their wings on them. Very symbolic in the butterfly and its meaning. So just a kind of different exercise that I wanted to share with you listeners. Try it. I think you'll love it. And it's really, really cool. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday if you listen today. And until next time, talk to you then.